This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Although Amy Coney Barrett is the president's choice to replace the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's more aptly described as heir to another departed Supreme Court justice, conservative hero Antonin Scalia. Like Scalia, for whom she once clerked, she is a committed Roman Catholic and a devotee of his favored interpretation of the Constitution known as originalism. Those qualifications delight many on the right, but dismay some liberals who fear her votes could result in a chipping away of some laws, especially Roe versus Wade. President Trump nominated the 48-year-old federal court appellate judge from South Bend, Indiana, at a Rose Garden press conference Saturday. In remarks moment after Mr. Trump named her, with her husband and their seven children looking on, and she paid homage to Ginsburg. A diverse group of hundreds marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, chanting Black Lives Matter. The march on Saturday night marked the fourth night of protest after a grand jury declined to charge any officers for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman. Louisville has seen more than 120 days of demonstrations over Taylor's death and a police raid gone wrong that was carried out by white officers. Some protesters remained downtown after a 9 p.m. curfew. Police say multiple fires were set and arrests were made. In a year of cataclysm, some world leaders at this week's annual United Nations meeting are taking the long view. They're warning that if COVID-19 doesn't kill us, climate change will. With Siberia seeing its warmest temperatures on record this year and enormous chunks of ice caps in Greenland and Canada slipping into the sea, countries are actually aware there's no vaccine for global warming.